Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. So start us off the week kind of just telling us how everybody did.
Casey, we started off the week with pretty much normal runs all over the state, what I've seen. Our smaller auctions in the West and Southwest are seeing some bigger runs, but that's all due to people that's carried calves forward. The market started out Monday with the feeder market was probably set 5 to 7 cheaper, and that would be a steer that would be big enough, long-winged enough to be going to the feed yard. Our calf market would be anywhere from 8 to 12 cheaper, and then in spots, it was 15 to 20 cheaper. And I've got good reference to that. We had a good customer a week ago Monday ship in 100 and something of his calves, and then he brought back in the other calves this past Monday. And the steers brought 19 less than the week before, and the heifers brought 17 less. So, I mean, that's not a USDA market report. That's an actual customer report. And it wasn't any difference in quality. Cattle weighed within 20 pounds of what the cattle were for. What we're seeing right now, and we're going to see it, and I don't even know. A rain is a must. And I think a rain, talking to my local customers, you know, we still have a possibility. If we get a rain and then some timely rains after that with a possibility of possible wheat to graze, that's what I deal with is mostly that customer. But with all that, dwindling daily, this calf market, there's not anywhere to go with them. I mean, you go from the Canada border to the Gulf of Mexico, west of Arkansas, there's no grass, there's no hay. And, customers, in which I was one of these customers, did the same thing. The cattle that we had in July and August that we weaned, carrying forward to be 60 days weaned now, it was a bad decision. I mean, we were all anticipation of the possibility of rain and then the demand for the calves to go to wheat. We got to remember, we're in the wheat pasture hub of America. That's where all the cattle come to be grazed. And they're very, very, very slim chances. So I don't see the calf market changing a lot. My biggest concerns, even if you wean one, you've got to factor in now the cost of feed. It will cost you $100. This not counting hay, just in some sort of supplement to handle them calves for 60 days to get them weaned. And that's not counting your labor or your hay bill. Throw in there your medicine bill, which will be about $20 a head. So you're looking at $120. You've got to maintain and get a substantial gain to get back your original investment. So that's what people are looking at.
There's not a whole lot of chances for rain right now. So I feel like we're kind of running out of options.
Right. And this calf market, I mean, I'm just blessed and thankful that the people that are buying them are there to buy them.
Absolutely. Well, now some are saying the long-term outlook for all cattle prices and beef is going to be bullish. Do you agree with that statement?
I'm very optimistic and bullish the cattle market. What happens in the next 60 to 180 days is going to be a dramatic deal. And it's back to what we talked about. I said, without some pandemic or government implementation, our market is nothing but positive. All right. We've got higher interest rates. The dollar keeps climbing. The dollar climb is not good for agriculture. You know, it costs more for the people to buy it. It's overseas. So, I mean, you know, with dollar trading at historical highs, and God forbid, but in 1979, we seen prime at 21%. And we're a long ways from that. And I hope we get a handle on this deal before we even get any closer to it today. But those are the two things that are going to be more devastating to us, because it gets back to the consumer, money in his pocket. And he's going to get gas and eat and get gas and get to work. And he'll cut back on the high-end meat.
And it seems like we're just going to see more interest rate increases on the way, too.
I'm hearing the same thing or feeling the same thing. I mean, I think they think it's inevitable. I think supply and demand can offset some of that if we be patient. But they're definitely going to throw us, at the rate we're going, they're going to throw us into a major recession again.
Yeah. Do you think that we will see a supply decline?
Oh, most definitely. We're going to see the supply decline. And that's the only thing going to keep us from cratering this market will be the supply decline. There's going to be less animals. We know that. Look at your on feed numbers. What percentage of heifers that are on feed? That has not declined. Until that starts declining, we're still in a dispersal mode. We've got to get rain. The older generation, we got to get rain and get to make hay from April to June for the if the people can make it that long. You know, a lot of them are betting on the wheat. A lot of them are betting on wheat just to get their cows scattered out on wheat or to make wheat hay for the next year. I mean, there's a lot of obstacles in front of us, right? And the bigger obstacle is water.
Right.
I've had more people come in 30 days ago, thought they was in good shape of water, and now they say that's their biggest limit right now is running out of water.
Yeah, and I believe the Drought Commission is having their second meeting here coming up today. So hopefully we'll kind of find some answers. I saw where the legislature has allocated 20 more million. So now at least we have 23 million that will hopefully be able to help out some producers.
Right, right. You know, even the producers after 2011-12 that went in and cleaned a lot of ponds and did a lot of things, they're in better shape, but they're still, we're short. A lot of them put in wells if you're able or where it's accessible. It's kind of funny. If they got water, they have zero grass and hay. So it's an offset. That one thing I did see this week, this is the first week that we got into seeing true cows, 4 and 5 year olds coming to town. There were spring calvers. And this is the first week that it's been a part of the volume. Up till now, it's been old cows, late bred cows, open cows. If there was a 4 and 5 year old cow, there was a reason she is there. She was wild, bad bagged. Open or something. This week, I seen a percentage of the 4 and 5 year olds coming to town. That's the level we're headed in the next 90 days is we'll start getting into the young cows.
This is the first week you've seen that?
The first true week I've seen it become a percentage that, you know, and it wasn't big. I mean, we had the 600 and something cows there Thursday, and probably 10% of them were these cows I was talking about. But that's the first time I've seen them where it come in one man and have 15, one man and have 20. And in the past, it'd be those people that have one or two, but they were cull cows anyway. They weren't, these cows could have went back to anybody's place. And we're in Oklahoma. Like I said, there's nowhere to go with them. And 90% of them went to the Packard.
Well, we got to pray for rain, don't we, Bob?
We got it. Everybody needs to get on their knees and pray for my rain.
Or go wash your car. That usually sometimes works too. All right, Bob, thank you so much for visiting with us.
You betcha. Thank you, KC.